Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch tour at the weekend. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. We have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. We have music from our Artist of the Week, Dylan Scott. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you prefer to my conversation with recording artist Eric Van Houten discussing his musical career. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In international news, Canadian police arrest second suspect in stabbing rampage. Canadian police arrested the second suspect Wednesday in the stabbing deaths of 10 people after a three-day manhunt that also yielded the body of his brother. An official familiar with the matter said the vehicle was rammed by police and he surrendered. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as the person was not authorized to speak publicly about the matter. Fugitive's brother and fellow suspect was found dead Monday near the stabbing site. Police are investigating whether the one brother killed his other brother. The stabbing rampage raised questions of why the individual, an ex-con with 59 convictions and a long history of shocking violence, was out on the streets in the first place. He was released by a parole board in February while serving a sentence of over 4 years on charges that included assault and robbery. But he had been wanted by police since May, apparently for violating the terms of his release, but the details were not immediately clear to the Associated Press. His long and lurid rap sheet also showed that 7 years ago, he attacked and stabbed one of the victims killed in the weekend rampage, according to court records. The Canadian Public Safety Minister said there will be an investigation into the parole board's assessment of the individual. I want to know the reasons behind the decision to release him, the public safety minister said. I'm extremely concerned with what occurred here. A community has been left reeling. Investigators have not given a motive for the bloodshed. In national news, Obama's return to the White House unveil official portraits. Former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle returned to the White House Wednesday unveiling official portraits with a modern vibe in an event that set humor and nostalgia over his presidency against the current harsh political talk and the survival of democracy. While her husband cracked a few jokes about his gray hair, big ears, and clothes in his portrait, Mrs. Obama, a descendant of slaves, said the occasion for her was more about the promise of America for people like herself. Barack and Michelle, welcome home, declared President Joe Biden as the gathering cheered. Biden, who was Obama's vice president, praised his former boss's leadership on health care, the economy, and immigration, and said nothing could have prepared him any better for being president than serving with Obama for 8 years. It was always about doing what was right, he said. The portrait of Obama, America's 44th and first black president, doesn't look like any of his predecessors, nor does Michelle Obama's look like any of the women who filled the role before her. Obama stands expressionless against a white background, wearing a black suit and gray tie, and the portrait by Robert McCurdy that looks more like a large photograph than an oil-on-canvas portrait. The former first lady, her lips pursed, is seated on a sofa in the red room in a strapless light blue dress. She chose artist Sharon Sprung for her portrait. Scores of former members of Obama's administration were on hand for the big reveal. And more national news, EPA leader says Jackson needs fair share of money to fix water. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said Wednesday that he wants Mississippi's capital city to receive its fair share of federal money to repair a troubled water system that left homes and businesses without running water for several days. Even with water flowing from taps and people again able to flush toilets this week, Jackson lacks safe drinking water. The city of 150,000 in its sixth week of boil water advisory from the state's health department because of concerns that low pressure could allow contaminants into the water. The EPA administrator was in Jackson to meet with residents and state and local elected officials on Wednesday. He touted the $1 trillion federal infrastructure law that President Joe Biden signed in November. Mississippi is set to receive more than $4 billion from the law, with most of the money designated for highways and bridges, the White House said. The state's allocation includes $429 million over 5 years to improve water systems. And finally, in business news, stocks charge higher on Wall Street, erasing weekly losses. Stock indexes on Wall Street closed solidly higher Wednesday, placing the market on pace to break a three-week losing streak. The S&P 500 rose 1.8% Wednesday, its biggest single-day gain in 4 weeks, with roughly 95% of the stocks in the benchmark index closing higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.4%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ climbed 2.1%. Smaller company stocks outgained the broader market, driving the Russell 2000 Index 2.2% higher. The indexes are all now in the green for the week, a welcome respite for traders after a slump in recent weeks that erased much of the market's gains from a July and early August rally. Wall Street watchers caution that the market is likely to see more volatility in coming weeks ahead of the next Fed Reserve interest rate policy update scheduled for September 21st. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. You may not think you have a reason to smile today, but the very fact that you are here is a reason to celebrate. Never take the simple things for granted. Your every breath is a gift from God. Have an amazing Thursday. Dylan Scott is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his single, Living My Best Life, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Came up again, made it through another week, so I'ma call my friends and pour a drink YOLO, double cup solo. Take this fast life and turn it into slow-mo. There ain't a single thing that's missing. Oh, I feel like a kid on Christmas. Yeah, I'm just out here living, living my best life.
Part of my conversation coming up with Eric Van Houten in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Recording artist Eric Van Houten joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his musical journey. Here's a bit of our conversation.
And so, Eric, the thing I thought was really interesting about you when I was prepping for this segment, you know, we all have heard the saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, right? And I was thinking about some of the music people have gotten to know from you, songs like Come Find Me, Anyone, you know, Freeway, and then, you know, of course, even singles like Dreamers. You know, what has it been like for you to kind of look at from song to song, not only how you've grown as an artist, but also how your audience has grown?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's pretty awesome to consistently be able to put out music and have, you know, a consistent group of people that love to listen to it and want to keep playing it and keep seeing us play live. It's definitely, it's just life-changing, man, to really kind of put your whole career at the top of the peak, I guess, when you're able to do that and consistently release music and consistently have people wanting to listen. And it's awesome, man. It feels good.
Yeah. And it seems like you have really grown into yourself, Eric. So I want to ask you about that because, you know, I think for a lot of people, when I think about your industry, people are thinking about being the next X, Y, or Z, right? There's always someone that they're trying to be like or compare it to. What has it been like for you to be able to get this far just by being yourself?
I think any artist kind of dreams of that, right? I mean, we all have inspiration when it comes to writing and how we perform and how we want to, you know, be kind of branded or portrayed to the fan base. And I think the blessing is, when you can kind of just do your part to be a part of, I guess what I'm like, do your part to try and, you know, implement all the artists that you grow up listening to. And it's really cool to be able to kind of put all that into your own flavor and your own, your own sound when you're performing. And it's awesome, man. It's great.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll both get on tomorrow to wrap up this week. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make it a great one.